It's 8:56, 74 degrees. It's time to check on the commodity markets on this Thursday. We bring in Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, it looks like things got off to a pretty good start so far this morning.
Yeah, they did. We actually had a pretty wide trading range in the corn and the soybeans this morning in the overnight trade. We've backpedaled some from the, maybe 6 o'clock highs overnight. The corn market, keep in mind today that the July grains go off the board. Also, July hogs go off the board. So we'll see probably some wild action on those very thinly traded months. The corn market right now is up anywhere from 7 cents to 2 cents with December corn at 375 and a half. That's up 5 3/4. It had been as high as 380, which had been an area that a lot of folks were talking about. On the bean side of things, Brian, we're up 6 cents to a couple months are up as much as 7. The November beans are up 5.5 cents at 11. Ooh, wow, it's changing pretty fast. 11.11. That's up 5 3/4. We had export bookings come out at 7:30 this morning. Decent, but nothing really outstanding on either the corn or the soybeans. We're still talking about weather, if these weather forecasts should change. Basically, the next 6 to 10 day forecast includes a lot of heat, not much rain, maybe a few thunderstorms here and there. Going out to that 11 to 14 day, we remain hot, at least at the outset of that for the Midwest. So the market's trying to trade off that. We are a little bit overbought, both on the corn and the soybeans, as we go into this daytime trading. China did announce their soybean imports during the month of June were down 6.5% from a year ago, but a year ago they were really up there extremely strong. On the wheat market, we're still continuing to question whether or not the feed wheat use is this 300 million bushels as USDA projects, or maybe something a little stronger. We're getting good yield reports out of the Ukraine and out of Russia on their wheat crop. They're just really underway while the U.S. wheat crop harvest is wrapping up. The livestock market this morning is is a little bit firmer in the cattle. We've had 2 days now that we've been able to bounce, where August cattle is up 67 cents at 112.12 after having traded down in the 109 area earlier this week. August feeders up 37 cents, and August live hogs, which will become the lead month at noontime today, down about 12. The outside markets, we've got some pretty good economic news in front of us today with a good PPI figure. The crude oil is up about 50 cents, trying to trade that thing, trying to find some stability there. It's bounced all over the place all week long. The dollar up just a little bit, up over that 96-cent area. We see a market that's overbought, probably ripe for some pullback all around. I think, again, watching the meal, if the meal can't hold today, the beans will struggle. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.